like that nobody understood what gumshoe meant.
No one got I
no
got
one
it
got
the
it.
Second you said it.
Yeah, it's like gumshoe.
We're now joining the start button news
it's
episode
yeah,
6
it's
podcast
a
already
a
in progress.
Satire.
He did start it.
Now he did.
Okay, so.
Thanks to our fucking producer.
Now, this is another start button news, which I find to be appalling that we're doing more than one a year. So
that's right.
Really.
Twice the podcast of last year.
Yep. Twice as many already in the first 2 weeks.
Twice the podcast, twice the entertainment.
Twice the weight.
Twice the Kyle.
For Keith.
Oh, no.
We don't want two Kyles.
Keith's
I don't want two Kyles.
Resolution was to double his gut size.
Well, that was successful and rather quickly, I might add.
Only man alive that actually eats the fruitcakes passed around by his family.
Jeff. So, honestly, last week we covered pretty much everything I could think of. So I'm really not sure why we're doing this, but
Keith
said you wanna, and I said yeah, so here I am.
No, none of us have played it.
Oh, dude, I own it. That game's freaking fantastic.
What now?
Call of Duty World of War.
Oh,
we mentioned it, but none of us have played it.
I'm kind of flat out sick of World War II.
That's why
I
like.
I didn't really want to go back to the World War II era, but the game was on sale at Best Buy for $35.
Well, that's not a bad sale.
You know, $20 off the game.
May as well give it a shot.
Yeah, so I went out and got it, and I'll tell you, it kicks a lot of ass.
Well, that's good to hear.
I mean, the graphics alone are amazing, but then you go through and. It's a lot of, like, the lesser-known missions that took place during World War II, like the taking of Peleliu and how the Russians invaded Germany and stuff like that. And it's pretty cool. The creepiest thing is the online play. When somebody sticks the dogs on your team, and you're just standing there and you can hear them coming from whichever direction they're coming from. They're just barking constantly. You're like, where the fuck are these dogs? I know they're behind me, but I don't see them. And then you turn around again. And you see a dog jump up in your screen, and next thing you know, you're dead, and the thing's gnawing on your throat, and you're like, fucking Rottweilers!
Yeah, I would have got Call of Duty 5, but the main reason I stayed away from it was the going back to the World War II era, again, after playing all the Medal of Honors and all the Call of Duties,
yeah.
I just didn't want to do it.
World War
the other
the
reason
Medal
is Treyarch.
Yeah.
I hate them, and they suck, so...
You know what? They actually did a good job on this.
I think they only did a good job because Insomniac, that's who makes it, right? Or am I wrong?
You know, I'm not even
I
sure.
I forget if it's Insomniac
the
or
last
it's,
time I paid attention to Insomniac, they were still making Spyro,
no,
so
no,
I have
they
no
make,
freaking idea.
Wait, no, they make Ratchet. Okay, well, whoever the good guys over at Call of Duty team, the only reason the Treyarch did a good job is because they gave them the engine for it and just said,
yeah,
here's the roadmap, now make the levels.
See,
that's all we want you to do.
Yeah.
And they did.
It's actually a lot of fun. There's one little secret in it, and, the second mission where you take the airfield, after you call in the first rocket strike, you have to go run and stand in like these three puddles for a split second. When you stand in the third puddle, there's this weird conversation that you don't really understand. And then this like deep rumbling in the ground. These four lion statues rise up out of the ground. You can go out and you get like an alien ray pistol from them. It's completely pointless. It has nothing to do with the story. But you can shoot these little Japanese soldiers with a ray gun from a lion statue. It's like,
that's wacky.
What the hell?
that is screwed
but
up.
I think it's
that's...
Infinity Ward. I know it's an I. It starts with an
Infinity
I.
Ward
yeah.
did
Infinity
Call of Duty
Ward.
4.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're doing Call of Duty 6.
They are.
Because like the plan with the Call of Duty series is to every other year do Modern Warfare
well,
or
I think,
World War II.
I think what they're actually doing is Call of Duty 5. Because World at War isn't 5.
No,
it's
it
World
not.
At War.
It's pretty
so.
Interesting, all this stuff.
Oh.
The only thing that I hate about the game is for some reason, in multiplayer online, you pointlessly put a bayonet on a shotgun. What's the point of a shotgun with a bayonet? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Some jackass over at Treyarch probably went, you know what would be really cool? Stabbing somebody with a bayonet and then shooting them in the face with a shotgun. Not realizing that as soon as you stab somebody with a bayonet, they die instantly.
And over at Treyarch, they're like, should we tell Infinity Ward? No, don't tell them. They won't like that. It's our idea. They won't like it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say the sawed-off option for the double-barreled shotgun kicks a lot of ass.
Just
and dismemberment.
Just to drop back for just a second
Ooh.
Here, by the
that's
way, cool. Everybody that's here today, it's Keith, Kyle, Porter, and Matt, who hasn't been around for, like, 2 years.
A year and a half, yeah.
Year and a half, so
long time.
Around. Yeah, the last time I did it was Kyle's emails with Jack Thompson.
Oh, God, that was
has
epic.
Been disbarred from
yeah, yes, I celebrated. I had a glass of wine. I'm not even kidding. I was like, victory. And I was like, I like raised the glass to the ceiling, and I'm like, here's to whatever God made this possible.
The day after I heard that, I had to repaint the ceiling of my apartment because I came all over it.
For those unaware of what a Jack Thompson is, a Jack Thompson is a crazy lawyer that decided to sue any video game company he could, mainly Rockstar, who makes Grand Theft Auto, because of his crazy, inane religious beliefs.
I firmly believe that he was annually raped by Atari when he was a child.
Yes,
by the
probably right. By the joystick itself.
Yeah. Some creepy-ass guy probably came in and went, hey, you know what would be fun, little kid?
Pong!
A different kind of Pong.
Yeah. What Pong?
Where's the TV?
He can still try to pass the bar in another state, but I sincerely doubt
anybody
will.
He's way too old
him.
To leave.
Yeah,
the
it's
state.
Just not
yeah.
going to happen.
He's like in his 60s and he's in Florida. He's in the perfect
what
spot.
The hell is
yeah, he's going to stay there till he dies.
What the hell does it matter? The guy made enough money off of causing game. The
oh,
game
no, he lost
free.
A lot of money.
Yeah,
he lost so much money during that.
He never won.
He
that's
still has
the beauty.
More money than any of us, though.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
He, well, he
yeah.
was a lawyer.
He was
for
a lawyer.
Long
yeah.
time.
So,
so
yeah.
yeah.
Though that actually kind of segues us into something that's happening recently. They want to put warnings on video games rated teen or higher saying violence in video games may cause aggressive behavior.
No!
Like, yeah,
that's
I read that.
Bullshit.
I read that.
That's bullshit
yeah.
because it's not a true statement. That's
right.
not like putting a warning on. I mean, it's just like a movie. It's just like any freaking movie that's rated R or whatever. You just gotta accept that it is what it is and say, kids, don't look at that. I mean,
yeah.
if you're a decent parent at all, your kids are not going to experience this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Unless you're my parents, who are wonderful, but I still played a lot of violent
yeah,
games.
I play a lot of violent games. This anybody who says that violent games make somebody violent, I will personally beat the living shit out of them. No, okay? No. I kind of went the opposite way, because my career is emergency medicine. And I play violent games up the yin-yang, so, yeah, they definitely made me violent by the fact that I saved people's lives. Let's go with that argument there.
It's complete and utter bullcrap. It may be possible that the video games are the catalyst, but in those cases, the person was probably already going to go bonkers anyways, and they would have snapped at a movie, a commercial, or because somebody told them their breath smelled bad.
Like, seriously, like, Die Hard made me want to turn German and take over a building.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not German? You lied to me.
Hey,
you said you were German.
No, I only said I like sausages.
Well, what I
that's a given.
Wait,
there's a lot of German sausage and beer right in there.
Yeah. What I think is worse as far as laws are concerned is the fact that we all live in Michigan and Granholm, what she did, decided to pass a law that says all retail outlets have to card people or if they buy an M-rated game.
Yeah.
So now at any store you go to, you get carded if you buy an M-rated game.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you can have a full-grown beard.
No, you can have a full-grown beard. You can have whatever. They have to card you. It's actually law.
Okay.
Since this started happening,
I, who work at a toy store that I shall leave nameless so I don't get fired.
Toys are you.
that'll be the cover name.
So I don't get Toys R U. that's Y-O-U, by the way.
Yes.
Or as they traditionally spell it, Y-O-O. So anyways,
like Yoo-hoo, the drink?
Yeah, so...
And
the
Y is backwards.
Because that makes
the
shit
just still
a
Y.
That's
well,
a point.
No, if they have the curvy thing, it's
well,
curvy
if you make it upside
way.
Down, then it looks kind of like the stick figure from the Blair Witch. But, I mean...
Or
they're
stick.
Forgetting what we're talking about.
So back to that. So, since they've done that, I have had a very large number of people buy M-rated games, of course, right? I swear to you, only one of them has not been over 60.
Either way, they don't card you when you buy M or R-rated movies.
They do
you
check
never,
your ID. If
you
they,
never
if
get
they,
carded if you...
No,
I bought Predator when I was 10.
No,
okay.
I've never been carded.
Okay, not when you buy, but when you actually go to the movies, they do check.
Well, yeah, but that's
when you go. Yeah, no, that's not what I'm talking about. This
okay.
is a retail outlet. This
okay.
isn't the movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
you
is
guys
a,
are all overlooking the fact that these laws don't matter because moms don't pay attention to the fucking games and just buy them to keep their kids quiet. Then they walk into the room and they see their kid strangling some fat guy while blood spurts out his mouth.
Ow!
How did you get that?
Yeah. Second game, my mom
it negates the
me
point.
It
negates the point whether it matters or not. It's the fact that it got passed in a society that is anal to a point of no return,
yeah.
and I despise that.
Yeah, well, I'm disgusted that I can't just look at somebody who's clearly older than my grandmother and say, yeah, I think she's 17, and hit some kind of pass button. I have to be like, when were you born? And
you
she's
have to
just
see
like,
her ID. But,
you can't
know,
you see
like,
my tits are around my knees? I'm older than 17.
Yeah, it's,
man, you can get plastic
horrible.
Surgery to do that.
And I can play soccer with my titties.
Yeah,
and know that I'm of age.
Yeah, it's just a problem. It
actually, man, there's a seizure warning, and I don't think you should buy this.
Incidentally, the one who
that'll be next. Oh, I swear to God, that'll be next. If you're at this certain age of 60 or 70, there'll be a seizure because there's always seizure warnings on these.
Oh, there's a little.
You turn this DS on; it's a seizure warning.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what Nintendo's done that for a couple.
Well, they've
years
always
now.
Done that.
But
that's
at least that's not
been.
An annoying.
Well, it used to be
a medical
used to be the instruction
concern.
Manual.
Yeah, but
the first
the Nintendo warning
so.
That pisses me off is whenever you put in a Wii game, it's like, oh, be sure to wear your.
It's
oh,
only
yeah.
Nintendo games, though, if you've noticed. Capcom, if you buy any other brand,
you
it's only
that.
Nintendo.
That's because Nintendo controls, like, the entire Japanese market. They need to
well, now they
their
do.
Ass.
Now they need
if
to
somebody
themselves.
Sues Nintendo, you see Japan slowly sink into the ocean.
Oh, they get sued all They get sued all
I think
the time.
They have
I'll be back for that.
What are you doing? What?
Important phone call. Keep going.
It's Keith's girlfriend. Or boyfriend, actually.
Ooh, even better.
Keith, important phone call over there will still be recorded. You might want to go upstairs.
I burped. It was me.
Quick.
So anyways.
Awkward. No. Awkward silence
right.
while he's on the phone.
Awkward silence, yeah. Let's make it as awkward as possible. I'll start taking off my clothes.
I'm the only one disturbed by this.
Yeah, it's awkward, so.
That's because Porter's taking off his pants instead of his shirt.
Ooh, aw.
I don't know if he's picking us up.
I mixed
well.
That up again.
Look at the size of the wigglies. I don't know. You know, it's weird.
Hey,
I
don't
Specs
talk
Howard.
About my pecker like that.
It's
Kyle.
Weird. I went to Specs Howard. I graduated from Specs Howard. I don't know what those things are called. I still call them little wiggly things.
What things?
The lines. The things.
They're
what lines?
Waves.
Oh, the
sound
lines.
Waves. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah, basically.
I don't know if that's actually what they're called.
It's a frequency bar.
Yeah, it is a frequency bar, but that's
well,
what it—that's what it represents. It's not what it's cut. Like has a name.
Oh.
God, I hope that got picked up by the podcast.
What was it? I missed it.
God, I'm glad you're not in jail. Just a reference, point to all of our listeners out there. Keith almost went to jail.
That's right.
So, oh yeah, he did.
He,
for something he didn't do.
He could sympathize
really
with people
stupid.
Not going to jail.
Yeah, no, that's
Keith,
a good
I've
thing.
Never been to jail. Give me a hug.
I've never been to jail either.
Don't touch me, you fatty.
Don't drop. Me. Don't drop.
No, no, my friend.
What are you
the,
talking
the
about?
Keith would intentionally.
Are
drop
we sure we want to broadcast this? On
anybody
the
want a piece of this? Okay.
Oh yeah,
so,
the fans must know.
The court system in Isabella County is seriously fucked up because
yeah.
even though the mom of his son doesn't complain about the child support, and he's trying his best on trying to work and quit groping my tit. That's for later.
Yeah, Porter.
The court decided.
That's the best part about not having video. I can
prosecute.
Blame stuff on other people, and nobody will ever know.
Until right now.
Until right now.
Said that out loud.
Yeah, Keith will cut it out.
No, but decided to prosecute?
No, decided to try to put him in jail for not paying, for being a month behind in child support, even though, because of his job, he couldn't work for a month. And the mom knew this.
And she was
and
okay with this?
She was okay with it.
Who are these people?
The court of Isabella County, or Isabella.
No,
that's a lot of people for a baby.
That's
what a big vagina.
That, no. You're not allowed to laugh
okay.
like that again, Kyle.
That's my real laugh. That's
no,
why I don't do
laugh,
my laugh.
Then.
Yeah.
Fake laugh, please. Because
my real laugh is disturbing.
We are the coalition against Kyle's laugh.
Yeah,
we have
if you
a petition.
Do not want to hear Kyle laugh like that ever again, I'm going to have Keith put a petition up on the Start Button news site, so just sign it.
Okay.
Oh, and speak this the we need people to go to Start Button news site. We need people to email us.
Yay, plugging.
You know, we have like 3 fans, man. If none of them have emailed us yet, they're not gonna.
We have 3 fans and they're all right here.
We have 3 fans and one of them's your fiance, so I don't think it really
counts.
You know,
I can definitely get us a following if I can convince Keith to put up like the Dark Fin symbol and stuff. I can get people to listen to us all the time.
Well, if people are going to listen to us, then fucking do it, Keith!
Hey, we had listeners in the past week!
Hey. Well, I'm sure that we did, but none of them are emailing us, and none of them are going to our blog. Me and Porter occasionally update this blog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Porter's articles are usually...
startbuttonnews.blogspot.com.
Yeah,
the Resistance 2 review.
And the review of Resident Evil Degeneration.
Is that the one that caused all the little Black Coalition anti-Resident Evil stuff?
Well, no, that's
RE5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Degeneration is the movie that takes place between 4 and 5. And it was actually pretty freaking sweet. But for more information, read my fucking review!
For the past 5 Resident Evil games, we always shoot white people. The one game we shoot black people, there's a problem!
Yep.
We didn't have any issue with being white people zombies.
And in 4, it wasn't just white people. It was
hey,
white
it's Brian!
Parasites in them.
Hey, Brian,
which was basically zombies, but you try to argue that point with Resident Evil fans. They were zombies.
Because we're recording it right now. Hold on, let me put you on the speakerphone. Hold on.
Put it close to the computer.
Who is it?
Hi, Brian.
Your phone sucks.
Hello?
We're not going to hear him well.
A word anyone is saying.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Good.
All right, I'm
hey,
quit playing
Verizon.
I wasn't trying to. I was seeing if he could hear me. Goddamn Verizon ruining that sentence.
It doesn't help that you wear glasses.
So, Brian, you're on the podcast. If they can hear... Here, let's look at the little wiggly lines and see if they can even hear him. Talk.
Okay, what's the topic?
Right now we're really not talking about anything. I'm not sure exactly how this
pants.
Is. A, we were for a second, but...
And how lovely they are.
There's a vote going on. Should Kyle wear pants or not?
Okay, I think we're going to have to try. Okay,
just
tell
him to come over.
Yeah, Brian, come here.
I can't.
Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm out of lunch right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Brian's at lunch. Brian is...
They really want to know about Brian eating?
They already...
Brian eats just fine, okay?
Does he also have bowel movement?
Probably. Everyone does.
Brian, do you have bowel movements?
Did you just ask if I had a bowel movement? I think I see them all coming on, but...
What's funny is the world's largest bowel movement is 23 feet long.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you here? Okay, hold on.
Why did
that move that far?
No, I mean like the turd was 23 feet long.
Oh.
I got this email about with a whole bunch of the world's most disgusting records. And one of them was some guy ejaculating like 12 feet. Like the shot went 12 feet. Yeah, that's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I could beat that. Because when I'm having sex with a chick and I ejaculate inside her, she gurgles and spits it out.
Yeah. Completely. And
that makes no
wonderful.
Sense.
It's absolutely wonderful.
I launched Marie through the window once. It's like a shotgun.
That explains why she, when she says she swore.
It's all over.
Why do you have like a head bandage on?
Do you like yell it out like in Yu Yu Hakusho? Beat a shotgun!
I'm actually halfway through that series right now. I haven't seen it yet, so I've been downloading all the episodes. It's pretty good. I like it.
It's not bad.
It's basically Dragon Ball Z with different characters.
Yeah, it got really repetitive.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, I mean, sort of Dragon Ball Z.
That's really cool.
You fight the stronger guy, they beat the stronger guy.
Yeah, let's go all the way up to, like, Super Saiyan 9.
Yeah, yeah.
I turned into a monkey, but then back into a human with a furry red chest. Good for you!
But what makes the shows great is their charm and humor. That's why I like them.
I like the original Dragon Ball.
Yes!
Dragon Ball Z, not so much. And Dragon Ball GT is straight out the window.
Dragon Ball GT to me feels a lot like Dragon Ball in the comedy, and so it's really, I like it. It's
I
really
funny.
I
like the whole, hey, look, there's Dragon Balls that go through the whole galaxy.
Yeah.
Well, let's collect those.
They did change it up a bit.
Dragon Ball in space.
I found a Marie.
There's not a Marie. No Marie.
How far?
We
how far did you launch her?
I don't even know you, but I don't.
I mean, from your house.
This is Porter's fiance.
Oh!
This is Porter's fiancée, Marie. Everyone, Marie, she knows nothing about video games and will not be talking.
I know things about video games. I know that Shigeru Miyamoto is the video game industry's version of the Christ, so that's about it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Video games are an equal opportunity addictor, okay?
Yeah, they are, but she's not one of the victims.
I mean, I'm not a victim.
If my girl was here, she could talk. Catherine knows some shit.
Because you
isn't
know, you don't force her not
name in some countries.
Catherine? No,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
No, it's not.
No, I think you're thinking of Renee.
Oh,
yeah,
Renee.
Thinking of Renee.
Yeah, and so is Marie, probably.
What?
What?
What are you saying about me?
That you're a guy.
I'll be back in 15 minutes.
It only takes 12.
What do you mean?
12? I was just talking. So, talking to Brian. Just
come on, haven't you launched her enough?
Brian has managed to get
X-Nay on the launch.
I have one question. Do you wear a miner's hat when you have sex with her?
A what?
He actually has one that he wears that says, I am Optimus Prime.
That's a yarmulke.
So you are Jewish. That's why it's so big.
So,
no, actually, Jewish guys are smaller because they circumcise it, and that takes about an inch to two off the penis.
Not this guy.
Not
as
important
as body is efficiently weighed.
Anyways, back to the podcast.
So,
what do you mean
back to
the podcast? This is all going online. Everybody
so,
gets
yeah,
to know
yeah,
about you and Porter eating a taco.
Yeah, there is.
A sour cream on it.
Yeah. Sour cream! For the love of God, give it away!
There's also cheese on it.
It'll kill me!
Well, that's faster.
Okay, yeah, well,
wait,
sour cream counts.
Have you
anyways.
Guys ever heard about how a taco is a threesome?
Anyways.
You don't believe me? What's taco slang for?
Anyone? Mexican?
No, taco is
that's
slang.
That's beaner.
Taco is slang for vagina.
Yeah.
What's in the middle of that taco?
Meat.
Beef, which
yeah.
is slang for a dick. And where does the taco go? In your mouth.
So back to video games.
What I was trying to say.
How about that Shigeru Miyamoto?
No, so Brian,
I
was just talking to Brian for a second. He apparently got his hands on the Resident Evil Japanese demo for 5. He said that it was absolutely fantastic, plays a lot like 4, but that there's a computer partner
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
And he says that for the first time in his entire life, he did not want to kill immediately the computer character. Like, she was actually useful and not an idiot.
Well, yeah, but Capcom already succeeded with that in Resident Evil 4. I mean, where actually...
She wasn't useful.
She wasn't
she
useful,
just got out of the
but
way.
But she was extremely intelligent.
At least she got the hell out of the way
yeah.
when you tried to... when like
she was never a problem.
No.
Like,
no,
usually
but,
with escort missions, you wanted to kill yourself. Because,
yeah.
Okay, case in point, Max Payne 2.
Oh, fucking Max Payne 2.
With
yeah.
stupid Vinny with a bomb head. You're like,
yeah.
damn
it took,
Vinny.
Like, half of my gameplay time was trying to
save
fucking
his stupid
Vinny.
Vinny. Yeah,
yeah, that was a problem.
The Gears of War guys aren't that bad.
Well, they're invincible.
Yeah,
that's
the thing.
They don't die.
Yeah,
yeah, so
that's hardly
like,
even fair.
They fall over and they're like, eh, help me. Help
well,
me, Phoenix.
They're turtles.
Help
me,
I can't get up.
It's
better than your Call of Duty guys. You can kill them and then they just come back.
The guys in Far Cry 2
you progress through the mission
and
you're like, hey,
the guys in Far Cry 2 are a problem.
Yeah, the guys in Far Cry 2 are a huge problem. Mainly because they're programmed to be dead when you arrive.
Yeah.
They are. They're literally, when you go to save your buddy in Far Cry 2, they send a blue flare up saying, this is where I am, fix me.
And
sometimes
they're already
the
laying
game...
there like, and sometimes the game just decides, no, you can't save them.
Right.
Doesn't matter how many health packs you use on them, doesn't matter what you do, they're going to fucking die. You can't save them.
Yeah, you cannot.
And if you
yeah.
run out of those guys, you literally have no extra life system, and if you die, you just die. And you
which
have to start
isn't
over.
A bad thing.
No,
but,
it's, but
no,
it,
no, no.
It's better
well,
if they hadn't teased you with this.
No, that's not what I'm getting at. It's a huge spoiler for anybody who hasn't got to the end of Far Cry 2, but you
okay.
basically don't want any of your buddies alive at the end. So, we'll just leave it at that.
I don't have a problem there.
Yeah.
I'm
at any opportunity.
The game and everyone is dead.
At any opportunity,
you
kill your buddies. I'm
like,
serious.
Have you guys played Castle Crashers on the 360?
No, none of us have. Well, I don't have a 360.
My 360 is technically my brother's, and as such, I barely do anything with it. I'm the PS3 Wii guy.
Yeah, me too.
Alright, well, fuck you and your Sony bullshit.
I'm glad I don't have to send mine back in for repairs.
Yeah,
that's all.
Metal Gear!
Oh, we did forget a game for 2008 last.
How could we have forgot one?
Left 4 Dead.
What's
to go into about that? It's another zombie game, except you get to play online with other people.
That's my biggest disappointment.
I agreed with you until yesterday.
I saw it yesterday. It's still just a multiplayer game.
I've never seen it.
It's an hour long game.
Yes, I know that.
It's not like a 4 or 5 hour game because they have 4 different levels. And
each one's like an hour.
But the
fast paced the action of it, like from
it's
what I was seeing, it was just
people
insane.
Online don't want to sit there all day.
He wasn't playing it online.
Hurry up!
I know, but I'm just
something.
Saying the mainstay of the game is to go online. It's basically
otherwise
Team Fortress meets zombies,
right? Which is
that's
all
really
good. But my point is that upon watching it, I was incredibly impressed with the sheer hectic, holy shit, zombies of it!
Yeah,
and
my
no
favorite,
zombie game before this has really made
dead.
Me feel like.
Except
not really, because the House of the Dead is just like zombie, bang.
Well,
so,
no, I'm
wait
just saying
a minute,
like that constant,
zombie, bang!
I mean, like that constant wave of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
well,
in that
my,
aspect, it's
they
like.
They come from anywhere, anytime, all the time, and it just freaked me out.
My favorite is we're in the hospital mission, we get on the elevator, we're going up on the elevator, and you just have the one female character go, what the hell? They're moving so fast. I call zombie bullshit on that.
I do. The only thing I really like about that game is the fact that they took one chick who's smoking hot and put her with 3 guys who are ass ugly. In a zombie
Isn't that
apocalypse.
What happens in real life?
No.
Most guys are ass.
I don't know. I mean,
tell you that right.
I don't know.
You
looking down at this basement, I think it happens.
There's not a single hot chick left.
I'm kidding.
This is true.
It's like the rule. The zombies always eat the hot chicks first, and they go for the ugly brains later.
Well, if you want to talk about things running at you and hoarding you and not being able to get away, Resistance 2 has that in spades.
Right, but Resistance 2 also sucks.
Yeah, it's absolutely
so, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm so disappointed.
Do you think another church is going to complain about Resistance?
Unfortunately, no. I think the game would have been better had you destroyed another church. Because
didn't
it just, I don't know.
Which church was it that
doing that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's why I was making the joke.
The church just got upset, so Sony had to issue an apology.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the Catholic Church gets upset about everything.
It was the Church of England!
Yeah.
Whatever.
They're still the spawn of the Catholic Church.
Right.
All
it was a setting. That's all it was
sort
a setting.
The only
it
thing they changed is they don't listen to the Pope, they listen to the King.
And the priests are allowed to get married.
Yeah. Which is basically
priests being allowed to have sex. This would stop all the raping of little boys. But
and a lot of the
Catholics
born
on
the
no, that way they only rape their own children.
I think that the raping of little girls by priests is something that hasn't been covered enough. It's always boys they're talking about. What about the small girls?
They're okay with that.
They seem to be. That's my point.
They're okay with heterosexuality.
A really disturbing point on that note that Kyle just brought up. The youngest woman to ever give birth was a 5-year-old.
That's
weird.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Not to mention, like, wouldn't her entire lower body just explode, like, after...
How would
she's
she...
still alive.
How would she even have the cycle started by then?
Well, technically...
Some people are mutants.
Some people are mutants.
Medically speaking, when a woman is born, she has all the eggs already formed and just sitting in the ovaries...
They just haven't reached
maturation
yet. So
no, they have. They just haven't been released yet. They don't get released until puberty. And with the amount of hormones and stuff in all those different types of foods, or if you're exposed to...
She had a lot of milk.
And not mama milk! Moo moo milk.
If you're exposed to, like, an extreme level of estrogen, even as a young child, it's possible that your cycle could start early, and it's conceivable that if she had some sort of sexual relations with somebody willing or not, she could have gotten knocked up.
I like
to video games.
I really, really love the fact that that thing was a long scientific explanation that ended with the words "knocked up."
I love the fact that you imply that 5-year-olds could have willing sexual relations, as though 5-year-olds are walking around all the time saying, "Hey."
Going to a Yahoo chat room.
I'm pretty sure they're not mine.
It's 5-year-old furry girls with penises all over the place.
And now we stop talking about Matt's fetishes. And
back to video games.
They are my fetishes.
For the love of God, back to video games. So, my major point was that from what I saw of it, it looks like it's definitely not a game I'll buy, but I'll probably rent it and enjoy it thoroughly for the 4 or 5 hours before I take it back to Blockbuster.
Yeah. Yeah, my buddy was in from the Navy. We had two consoles going.
Wait. In what from the Navy?
A submarine.
Where they
sail
the
seven seas.
No, I'm implying that Keith had sexual relations with his buddy in the Navy.
No.
Because they're long and hard and full of semen.
Hey, Amory, you might want to get the cream off your lips.
Shut up!
Oh, God!
Don't even! Stop!
I mean, Porter, you have some stamina, goddammit.
Should have seen me last night.
Wait! Stop that!
Anyway.
No
so
more!
In the back.
No more for you!
That's what she said.
Hey.
Now that I'm not looking at Marie.
if you're doing doggy style, do you need a step stool?
Huh? What did you say?
It was a Porter is short, Marie is tall joke. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You don't need a step stool when you're
I think the one
out.
Variable to this podcast is we've added a mat, and that's why we don't. We're not talking about video games right now.
I just don't know how to steer it. Once
yeah.
we figure out how to steer Matt, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Talk about your collection.
What collection?
Of video games.
I do that every podcast.
Dude, come on. So, I mean, we're talking 5 digits worth of games here.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Bring up some favorites then.
Chrono Trigger.
Hells
yeah!
Chrono.
I've said Chrono for years.
It's the letter O.
You've always been wrong then.
It's still the greatest RPG ever invented. I gotta get the one for the DS.
It's a ripoff.
We share a feeling on that one, and that's that we already have the other one.
$40, $10 over the price of standard DS games made by everybody else to play a game that came out 13 years ago.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's one of the first.
Did you say it came out in the
80s? And it's also my favorite one, and I own every version of it.
Let's see. 13 years ago would be 96.
I have a ROM of it. I have the PlayStation version of it where it was.
Because it came out for the PlayStation.
Then why give $40 to Square Enix?
Even if it came out for NES,
that still was a 90s. Because I wanted to be able to play it on my DS when I'm at work and not doing anything, waiting around for somebody to get sick.
You're still wrong.
Well, see, I would have bought Chrono Trigger as well if it was $30.
Well,
the price
of
standard DS games. But Square Enix decides we have to add the Square Tax to everything we sell.
I love how we're having like
the Square Tax.
It pisses me off.
I get a little bit less.
You make the Square Tax.
No.
You saw that comic?
So I get a really good discount, and I get notices of
how many of those did you buy?
What?
God! You
got white stuff all over your skin.
Again!
I can't understand why Marie's not fat.
Keep your head out of poor.
I just genuinely don't understand.
He's very quick.
She will be.
What?
She will be.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I am not going to get fat. Shut up.
You ate 4 tacos.
This
your stomach
is
the size of 1 taco.
This is all.
You're already overstocked.
I don't understand how she can eat 4 tacos and I take her out to Outback Steakhouse. She orders a steak, eats one sliver of it, and says, I'm done. Or I could take her out to Cheeseburger.
You're done now.
She'll say, you know,
I will get sour cream on your face.
She'll say, I want onion rings also. Eat one onion ring, and that'll be it. And I'll be like, I'm glad I ordered onion rings.
I offer a rebuttal. This is all I've eaten today. Fuck you all.
So
I
weigh like 210 pounds, and all I had was a sandwich, and I'm full.
I haven't had anything to eat today, and I'm full.
Yeah, and Keith is a mighty large man.
I had 2 ham and
in multiple ways.
In a bag of
well, then
pizza.
I think that clearly
I
proves that eating more technically for
Keith.
Different people doesn't make you fatter sometimes.
Yeah, I guess.
If you're using that theory, then it
Keith's
shows...
Keith's main problem is he ate his own metabolism.
It's like, metabolism owes.
I was hungry, it was there.
A little salt, a little pepper, it tastes great.
Metabolism mode.
It was kind of gooey.
At the same time, I love having Matt here because that was fucking witty.
I'm a pleasure to have Rob. You can have me for one day for the low, low price of your life.
He
tried
swords.
To auction me off once.
I do collect swords, actually. I have over 30 close quarters.
Actually, yeah, I need some money. I need to sell you on the corner.
No, I am totally not a prostitute.
Too bad. He needs to get Call of Duty World at War,
what?
So I have somebody online that I can play with.
However,
reliable.
They can rent me.
He's reliable and
I'm rentable.
No, not
he's
games.
The one of us who doesn't play
reliable in time to play. I could care less.
I play games.
Yeah, Punk and I are the only two
people
I know.
Online lately was when we were on Uno and some backwards hit came on and was
shooting
the endless left and right.
And that's why another reason why I'm glad I have a PS3 because Xbox Live is terrible.
Yeah,
any form of internet
Xbox
connection
Live.
Where you have either people.
Well, no,
the fact that you're paying to listen
is
to that shit is a ridiculous thing.
You can
thing.
Ignore them. You can block
yeah.
them. You can kick them.
Right, but I can
do
that on my system where I can do it for free.
Oh, that's not my system. That's my brother's 360.
My system.
Why do you even bother correcting that?
Free.
They can't see your gestures.
Because
these are visually impaired moronic listeners.
Yes, I mean,
the
words are
the impaired medium.
Quiet, you.
Well, not really, because I can add photos to it at certain points, so I can just add photos of kitties at one point.
Well, we really should...
You know what you should say? Is you should have just a big photo of Porter doing this.
Meow.
No, see,
I have to admit...
Super cat, meow.
With Xbox Live, I do not mind paying what it comes to the equivalent of $4.25 a month.
Break me.
It's so retarded.
There
are three consoles out there right now. Only one of them makes you pay for their online. Only one.
One.
And
they are
the
money-grubbing American.
They are the odd duck.
You know,
okay, Nintendo doesn't count because their friend codes makes it suck.
But their friend codes are a pain in the ass,
the friend codes are a pain in the ass.
It's for every single game you have to have a different little friend code.
You don't
code.
Even have to have it, though, because you could play Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, Mario Soccer, which are all
pretty
good
much anything
games,
that Nintendo themselves
and do
about.
Quick play, and you don't have to do any friend codes at all. And the third parties don't require friend codes either.
Well, the best part about the Wii now is that they have come out with that voice channel.
It's worthless, but it's kind of cool.
My favorite thing about playing online is the fact now that I don't have to type out every single fucking thing I want to say. I can just talk.
I just prefer not to talk or say anything. I'm the man.
But you're witty.
I'm the kind who grew up with StarCraft, who the only thing I ever typed was top or bottom to tell the teammates who to ally with. You've ever played it, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, what's your feelings for StarCraft 2?
I can't wait. As long as it's free, I can't wait.
It won't
not happen. The game, but I mean the online.
I come along the
it's
same
It's on
lines.
Battle.net, so it should be.
I come
they were
along
already
the same
talking
lines
about
as
how
as
they're
going
to start charging for
that's
stuff.
That's Diablo 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Diablo 3.
And DLC, I can see them charging for, but...
Diablo 3.
Yeah.
I'm of the same belief that the guy from Control-Alt-Delete has. Every week or whenever Blizzard releases like new screenshots and stuff of StarCraft 2, I get a little bit more hard towards the game.
I get more upset because Blizzard has the tendency to tell us about their games
and then
3 years in advance before it comes out.
And in many
and
cases,
like,
never actually made them.
Look
right.
what they did with StarCraft Ghost.
Well,
I
that never
that
came
fucking
out. Yeah.
game for four
ten
or five
years.
Years.
10 years. Because it was originally going to come out on the N64.
Yeah.
But,
I followed that for so fucking long.
Dude,
and then,
That game was lagging on a GameCube.
I played
it.
They don't know how to make first-person shooters. They don't know how to make anything that's not overhead. But that's okay, because they do the overhead stuff really well.
Yeah.
But,
right, which is completely understandable. But the fact of the matter is, they're almost a joke.
Oh, they are.
Because of that. It's almost as bad as Duke Nukem frickin' Forever.
aptly named, I must say.
Forever.
I still think it might be
how long you'll be waiting.
I still think it's a practical joke.
There are still people at the GameStop I worked at when I was working there. They had people who had reserves for Duke Nukem Forever.
I like the people who get conned into that. It's like, I remember I went into a GameStop once, and they said, you want to reserve Duke Nukem Forever? And I just started laughing at them. And they're like, you follow game news, don't you? And I said, yes. I do. But that was cute.
Well, my
favorite
cute.
Pitches
like,
his cheeks.
Like,
know?
Every other year at E3, there's some new video for
Duke Nukem Forever.
Have
yeah.
you noticed that they've got less complete since it came out? Like, the first trailer had gameplay footage.
No,
it
there's never been gameplay
footage. No, there was gameplay footage.
Really?
Yeah, I watched it last night, actually. There was gameplay footage 10 years ago.
Because I know the newest thing out is just the cinema of Duke
Nukem. Exactly.
Just, like, smoking and punching his fist with no background.
you know,
is working out with a barbell.
He's working out. And it's we haven't done the background yet. We'll get to that.
But
there's really a big alien behind him right now. You just can't see it.
No, but that's exactly the thing.
Use
is
your
trailers in the order that they came out, it gets less complete with every trailer until it's just absurd.
Oh, it's like
the
that.
The horrible thing about Duke Nukem, though, is that
it's not even that good.
But it made so many changes to the first-person shooter genre with having topless dancers that you could tip to take off the tops. And
it had more interactivity than most
first-person
shooters.
It was very wonderful for the time.
Yeah,
it was very wonderful for the time.
As far as FPSs go, that's true. I mean, with most FPSs in that time...
I want to do that too, Brie.
No. I don't share.
In most FPSs in that time, the only thing you could do was shoot something. With Duke Nukem, you could actually interact with other things.
Yeah, you could piss in a toilet.
You could do stuff.
What are the greatest ever
really
after
great.
That?
But, Bully.
Huh?
Bully.
That's
you can
not
pee
first
in Bully.
Person.
No, but you can pee.
Oh.
Well. Game for me.
I don't think you can piss in Conker's
Bad
Fur Day.
That's what sold me.
Conker's Bad Fur Day, that was actually a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was
good.
What's better than weaponized urine? Nothing, I say. Nothing.
Yeah.
Not even calling in a nuclear strike in Command and Conquer.
Well,
I never played those.
I actually played Red Alert quite a bit, and it was very cool. Good top-down.
That Red Alert 3 is coming to the PS3 now. They just announced that.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that's going to be a good thing, since there's no mouse support.
RTSs are very rarely good on
console.
Exactly. Yeah, they can't be, because you need a mouse.
With 360, you can use a mouse.
Yeah.
Well, so can the PS3.
In theory, the PS3 could do it, but I don't know that it does.
I've never tried it.
One RTS
If it can't do it, then it'd be perfectly typical of Sony.
Yeah.
They'll probably charge us $60 for a special PS3 mouse.
One RTS that was ported to the 360 from the PC that I really enjoyed was Supreme Commander. They actually did the controls for it on the 360 really well.
I don't know about that one.
It's a sequel to another RTS. I can't even remember the name of it. I don't really care. Basically, you're one guy in this huge mechanized nuclear-powered battle suit, and you build an autonomous army and base.
Huh.
And it's you're basically the epitome of one man army.
Do not rip off
one
under punishment of law.
Shit ton of stuff that all acts on its own. And it's a really good layout once you learn it. The problem is if you don't read the manual and you just jump into the game, you're going to be sitting there for like 10, 15 minutes going, how the fuck do I build something?
That's true of a lot of RTSs, though. You really do need to know
what
you're
page?
Doing.
Yeah, Command & Conquer, when it was ported over, when the Command & Conquer game was ported over to the Xbox, you're like, I need to build a barracks. How the fuck do I build a barracks? Where's the barracks option?
That's why it's with all the keys and with the. I just really prefer when it comes to RTSs, you really do need the full setup.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that ridiculous controller that had 48 buttons so that it could have a full keyboard attached to the controller?
No, you know what? If you want to talk about ridiculous controllers, look at Mech Assault on the Xbox.
The $200 controller.
No, it wasn't Mech Assault. No, that was it was a Capcom game.
It was
Mech Assault.
Same damn thing.
You had a button that would eject you. But from what I heard, it was one of the most amazing games ever made.
What?
So, but
yeah,
they only made 30 of them.
Took that controller and in his house built the cockpit for the Mech.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it sounds ridiculously awesome, but it
but
also sounds like that guy had way too much money and not enough time.
Okay, look at these people.
Too much time.
Look at these people who play games online, and there's no way you will ever reach their level. Can you say that they have a life?
Oh,
no,
some of those people.
That's why I don't play games online at all.
Yeah, some of those people.
I love to play games online, but
I play games online with Porter.
Yeah, I play games online casually, but I mostly prefer the single player, mainly because I know that the online is only going to be good for a year. And then everybody will leave and go on to a different game, and then it's useless. So, for the longevity purposes, the game has to stand on its own.
Longevity,
you could say it both ways.
All right. So, you can say
Nevertheless,
the fact that I will accept longevity,
I will not accept Chrono.
Nevertheless,
English.
Will accept Marl.
English Mulger.
Mulger?
A game has to stand on its own.
Please, my
wrong! How many people have actually gone back to play Halo 2 because they thought the campaign was fantastic?
No.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Exactly.
The
game is a pile of garbage, in my opinion.
When everyone stops playing Halo 2, you'll have discovered that you just wasted $50 on Halo 2.
Well, the online play is awesome.
Because you can never
but
play.
But nobody's on it anymore.
Yeah. Because everyone's
well, actually,
on Halo 3.
We still have quite a few people that are on Halo
3. That
yeah.
haven't bought a 360 yet.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. The point is if now go back... Like, it's if a game needs multiplayer to excuse its bad gameplay, then
yeah.
it is not a good game.
Right.
And that's why I dislike Halo. That's why I dislike Gears of War. That's why I dislike a whole bunch of these things. Because multiplayer just isn't enough. It's not. I mean, it's a very good thing. I'm glad it's around. But, and you know what I really fucking miss?
11,563 players of Halo 2 in the past 24 hours.
See, that's not a bad... That's not,
that,
a, bad
that's not a bad number.
It's not a bad number unless you think about how many there were 3 years ago.
No, no. In comparison, it's pitiful, but...
Well, yeah, if you compare it to what Halo 3 is, Halo 3 has 643,000.
The point is you can still go online and get into a match fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the point is, why would you want to?
Because Halo 2's online play is better than Halo 3's.
Debatable.
I never played either, so
yeah,
I don't
to me, it's better than Halo.
I don't understand why. Okay,
the best FPS
let me put it this way. How many
War.
People are in this room right now? There's four of us, right?
Five.
We could just play. Four of us that play video games. So we
no,
could
no, no,
just.
No, no, no. We need to reiterate this. Women are not people.
lies.
So,
that
so the point I was trying to make, though, is that there are four of us in this room right now. Why do we need all this online crap? If you have friends, which I assume every one of us does, you could just play multiplayer in the room.
Well, one excuse I will give to that.
Gas
one excuse I will give to that is I don't have any friends that'll play me in Street Fighter.
No, you don't. Oh, you kick
Fighter.
Everyone's ass all
I
the
know.
Time, and it's
I'll
not fun.
I have friends that.
Well,
you know,
I don't know you
though. This way.
Well,
I
with
all of us,
but
I
wouldn't.
You
know,
though, I'm the same way with the Soul Calibur series.
This way, I play all fighting games.
Yeah, same here.
I love fighting games. And I played Street Fighter 2 last night online, the PS3 one, the HD remix. I played it online with... It was really funny. I played it online until 1:30 in the morning. This guy insisted on fighting me over and over and over again. And he was always Ryu. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I picked every character in the roster because he was so awful. And beat him with everybody except for Dalsim. Dalsim was the only one I couldn't beat him with.
You know somebody's a noob at Street Fighter if all they play is Ryu.
I know! I mean, I love Ryu. Ryu's probably my favorite character next to Vega, but I didn't pick him just because he kept picking Ryu, so I kept picking my
well,
second
Ryu's
best
the
guys.
Easiest player to learn the controls
oh,
for.
Oh, yeah. No
if
doubt.
You can kick ass with Guile, you can kick ass with just about
yeah,
anybody.
That's pretty much... Well, Guile is a classic turtle, so...
Yeah.
That he's not the hardest character to learn. The hardest character to master, really, is T-Hawk.
I noticed you have some kind
because
of
because T-Hawk
of
is absolutely
set.
Awful.
It's not a fungus suit. It's just a healing scab.
Oh,
too.
I see. Okay.
He's cheap, yeah. But he's not... You don't have to be good to
I just
master.
Figured it was a very
you just have to know to get through
you.
The fireballs.
Yeah.
You have to do the headbutt.
For the podcast.
Yeah, my favorite
well,
thing
and between this, I don't know if they can hear us
always will be
oh, of course they can.
I don't know which one, which
conversation
is
I don't have it.
You don't have it? Do you have a Dreamcast?
No. But I have a PS2, and I still wanted the game, but at the time, it already went out.
Don't even play it on any other system but the Dreamcast.
I don't understand why.
I have a Dreamcast for some reason.
It's just not as good.
I have the perfect arcade ports of Marvel vs. Capcom 1 on my computer, but I can't find 2 anywhere. And it's impossible to port, as far as I've heard.
I'll tell you what, if you have, like, $50 just laying around that you can't do anything with, or don't want to do anything with, go online to Craigslist, put an ad in saying you want to buy a Dreamcast.
No.
And whatever they have.
No,
no.
That'll never
happen. I learned
dude,
why.
I have one. I mean, he will never have $50 just laying around.
No,
it's
no.
not going to happen.
There's always
a game.
But no, and not
yeah.
for a Dreamcast either.
No.
I mean, I have a ridiculous hatred for the Dreamcast because back when it came out, I predicted before it launched that it would only last a year. Because I knew what Sega had in their bank account, I knew what their plan was, and I knew how much they sucked ass.
And he
so,
worked for them and did sabotage.
No, and they actually did last only 1 year. And all my friends
right.
bought a Dreamcast, and I'm like, sorry.
I bought Rick's from him when he needed
there
a
There was only two good
one.
Games
no,
on Dreamcast, and
no.
it was Dead or Alive and Power Stone. And those
no,
are the only games that were worth
there's actually
shits.
Quite a few good games on
Seaman was awesome, and so was the Sonic
is overrated.
Game. Was the last
and
Sonic
game is on every
Armada
other system.
Is a great fucking
and Sonic
game
is on every other system you could possibly
Armada
imagine.
Was okay.
I don't know.
But, no,
heard?
There are only 5 major games. Oh, Shenmue.
I didn't
Shenmue
think those were good.
I
those were boring as hell to me.
I loved Shenmue.
They were
but,
so boring. The only thing that made it good was you can go into this arcade place and play old shitty games.
Soul Reaver.
And that's what made it better.
Yeah, Soul Reaver is
You
excellent.
Can get that for the PC.
Yes, you can.
That's what makes the Dreamcast so useless.
Yeah, well, he's
the,
right, though.
The best thing about the Dreamcast...
You can get Power Stone for the PSP now.
No, I completely...
the
so
best
useless.
Thing about the dream, about getting the Dreamcast is it's cheaper than all these new consoles, and you don't have to spend a dime on games.
But I have
I'm
all
not
the,
advocating
I have
this
all the new consoles,
but,
and I prefer those games.
Dude, you can just go online, download, and burn them for the Dreamcast.
Yeah,
you spend
then
like
I get a Dreamcast.
$30 bucks on the
so
Dreamcast.
You can play
the
game.
So
yeah.
Now you're for 40, you don't even need a Dreamcast. So
no,
I
no, you do need the Dreamcast.
You no,
get,
no, you can
burn them.
What he's saying is that the Dreamcast will play a burned game.
Yeah, it'll
all
play
systems
a
will play a burned game.
If
no.
you mod them.
If you mod them, yeah.
Yeah,
you don't,
you don't
need
to
mod
the
Dreamcast.
So what?
You spend $30
useless.
On the Dreamcast, and you can have an
almost
an unlimited
but
burn.
You can play
though,
them
on,
but you can play them on the
is
PC.
That he doesn't want any of those games.
Yeah.
So that too.
That
but
was
not,
his point.
But not to mention, you can play them on the PC with Dreamcast emulators. They're not perfect,
no.
And but some games are. With
my PS1
so,
emulator works pretty good. I don't know why I have it. I have a PS1.
I like to Bleem shit.
Not sure what a Bleem is.
Bleem,
I've heard of it.
It's kind of a way for you to take another console's game and play it on a different console.
Ah.
Like,
oh,
I can play
clever.
PlayStation 1 games on my Dreamcast. I just download them or Bleem them. Good. Like, I have Castlevania Symphony of the Night for the PS1 that I play on my Dreamcast.
That sounds ridiculously complicated. And
it's,
I don't wanna,
it's kind
I don't
of fun.
Want anything to do with it.
Well, I just play Symphony of the Night on my PS3.
Yeah, you can get it for
so,
$6.
Yeah, I did.
So, yeah,
I have
did.
It on my Xbox 360.
Yeah, $6.
Which
yeah.
just fucking amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
great,
absolutely
yeah.
love playing it in HD. It makes no
but
sense.
See, but see, that, that goes back to
yeah.
He's just but that goes back to my earlier point of the game needs to stand on its own two legs with a single player.
Exactly.
That's a game
like
that's been out for like 10 years.
It's been out,
it's
for,
been
it's been out for, seriously, it's a long, much longer than 10 years.
It's been, about
it's been out
years.
Since the very beginning of the PS1.
Right.
That's,
10 years.
Symphony of the Night
that,
has.
Castlevania
oh, yeah,
Symphony of the Night is probably the best Castlevania game that they've had.
Right,
well,
but
everybody
that's exactly
that, yeah.
his point is we're all in our 20s. We started playing it when we were 11. We're
we
still fucking playing it.
Look, Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 2,
I've been addicted to Street Fighter for the past...
I'll be playing Dead Space until I'm 60.
Yeah,
the
that
worst
amazing.
Because Dead Space is a good game.
Oh,
it'll
yeah.
keep me coming back.
Oh, yeah.
The worst decision the Castlevania game series ever made was to do their Castlevania Fighter on the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
if you guys have
did you?
Played
oh,
that.
We,
oh,
we know, we've joked
we
about
know.
It.
It's been
oh,
a running
yeah,
gag
a
running forever.
Yeah. We've never, we don't even need to play it. We just
no, know. I know it's a trash.
I said
can't
play
possibly
it,
be good.
Did you watch the E3 videos or pictures of the creator, what's-his-face, the crazy-ass guy with the cowboy hat?
Oh, no.
What's his name? Okay, the guy that made it, the guy that
yeah,
invented it, he looked pitiful because everybody at E3, when they went and played his game, were so disappointed.
Yeah.
And he didn't understand why.
It's
he
a
thought it was
fighter.
He thought it was really fun. But it clearly wasn't.
Nope, clearly there were some problems. Hey! My brother walked into the podcast.
He's
wearing ignoring
pajamas.
Us now.
Does he have a name?
Yes, his name is Eric. He's got a Mountain Dew.
Hey!
He's leaving as quickly as possible. He's leaving as quickly
run,
as possible.
Run.
Now he's going slow. He's going very slow now.
Don't run.
Don't run.
Your mind control ability is astounding.
Hey, there's a lead, there's a reason I'm one of the two leaders of the world's largest evil organization.
Evil League of Evil?
Nope, he clearly
no,
drank the last
Dark
one.
Fin.
Oh.
That's probably copyrighted, Marie. He clearly drank the last one.
Damn it.
I want a pop. Just
give me a
pop.
Fago.
Wait, is there beer? Again?
Yeah, probably.
Sweet.
We are a very alcoholic family.
Dude, do you even
family
know
that drinks together, punches together?
What my nationalities are? I was bred for nothing but eating and drinking. Polish, Swedish, Scottish, Irish, German, Welsh, Native American.
It's amazing how... Wow. I'm
minus the Native American.
It's
pretty good.
Polish
no, Native American just means I enjoy the taste of alcohol.
But they didn't know what it was before we came over.
Exactly.
It was
they got addicted to it.
We bring you
thing.
Guilt, syphilis, and alcohol.
Guilt, syphilis, and alcohol.
And we take your tobacco and marijuana.
And then we make it illegal for no reason.
No, marijuana is legal now.
Well,
only
medicinal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you can. You don't even get a prescription for it. You just go to a doctor and say, hey... I have a problem. I think
I have cataracts.
Will help.
Give me some. Give
yeah,
me some
and
medicine.
The doctor will write you a recommendation for marijuana.
Still requires the doctor to consent, and the fact.
Well,
that
if
you
know
the
doctor,
dude,
pretty well,
so,
you can probably score.
Talking as somebody who works in the medical profession, and I will probably get my ass busted for this if anybody ever finds out who I really am or where I work for.
His name is At.
we only
but
gave your first
doctors
name, so
will
okay.
do. Most doctors now will do nothing but push pills on you.
Well, yeah, they. That's
if,
how they
if
make.
If they
money.
Are that willing to prescribe you an antibiotic for a cold, which is a virus, not a fucking bacteria, they'll give you marijuana.
Hmm. Interesting.
Interesting.
Kyle could go get it. I have glasses,
no, I could go get
and
it.
The marijuana will relax my eyes. Recommendation right there.
Recommendation.
No, I could totally go get it, but I'm not gonna.
I've been told I have high stress. Give me
we
some.
We still
have no. I have an anxiety problem. I can definitely manage.
Yeah,
there
to you
get
go.
It. Yeah.
Well, I know we have so many old Kappa contacts that we don't need a doctor.
No, we don't.
We just need to talk to call Clem or Evan. Find him.
You know, this shouldn't even.
He's
be
in California
a
right now.
Video game review anymore. It should just be real.
It keeps going off topic. I think the common variable is man.
It is. We always talk about video games and movies, at least.
The movies aren't really video game related.
They are now that they're
segueing
into the video game culture.
Yeah. There are so many.
What about the wanted
that,
game?
Look at the.
Yeah.
Look at
the wanted game.
Marvel,
actually looks
dude.
Decent. I'm shocked
I saw,
at how
yeah,
decent
it doesn't
looks.
Look bad. I want to know how the bullet curve works, but I know
I've
it has
heard
to
that you
joysticks.
Have the choice that you can either use the joysticks
or, the six
or
axis.
You can use the six axis to curve
are
the
you talking
bullets.
About wanted?
Yeah. The game actually looks pretty good. I'm
we'll,
very
we'll
surprised.
See. I'm always skeptical, but we'll see.
You know,
no, we'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot. Because the reason
just...
I'll give it a shot is because the writers are trying to take into account the existence of the comic as well, and they're trying to combine the two.
Well, that won't work
things.
Since the movie completely ignored the comic.
Well,
the
no,
part.
They intend to give him that suit, the suit, and there's going to be a lot more characters that are based on the comic characters so that you can have more missions and stuff.
You know who's really good at doing movies and games based around the same comics as Marvel? I don't think
no.
that...
No.
I've enjoyed
it. No.
No, it's only if Acclaim makes it, and that was Acclaim 9 years ago. Not Acclaim now. Acclaim now is...
And
dead.
if you even say Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I will throw this towel at you.
It was a good game.
No!
No! It's a game where you play as Spider-Man, where you can't climb a fucking wall!
I could see if it was a Spider-Man game, but it's not
you
a Spider-Man!
Be in it!
I agree with Kyle. You're Spider-Man and you can't climb a wall, it's retarded. It's
it
ridiculous.
It doesn't matter if you can't climb
a wall. You're not even
a
Spider-Man
anymore. Because it's not a Spider-Man game.
But
are you
matter.
Telling me
it
that Spider-Man
matter.
Is going to get into a situation where he's like, you know what? I'm not going to climb walls today.
Nope.
Just seems like,
but
you know,
in the position
seems like I'm really not needed to climb a
in
wall.
The position
it feels like I'm cheating against the people I have to fight against. They can't climb
in your missions that you play through in that game, he's either in enclosed areas where the most he could do would be crawl around on a ceiling and he could be shot down from there, or he's outside on a fucking airship, or he's underwater where there is no
well,
wall.
If he's on the airship, then he can cling to the outside and use it for surprise. If he's inside, he can be on the ceiling and then no one can punch him in the
but
face.
But you can't judge it based just on that because you don't have to play as him.
Right,
you
know,
but
it's a lot of other things. It
yeah.
plays
the poor,
really
what?
Bad.
The poor level design, for one, which he just pointed out, is nothing but interior corridors that you just run around like a gauntlet game.
Yeah,
and
it's
just awful.
But with a Spider-Man
but see,
slash
but,
other characters,
but see, that's
skin.
What that's what makes
and
exactly.
I don't like
it's
it.
Just alternate skins.
It's
not even superheroes
exactly
anymore.
No,
it's not
you don't play
anymore.
Like the superheroes at all. The ability to fly in the game, even though more than like five of the characters can fly, literally consists of this. I'm walking right now. It's exactly like every other character in the game, except that I don't touch the ground.
Because of the
See?
Poor level design.
Because I can fly.
No, it got really
it's,
crappy
no,
reviews.
It's a
it's
a bad game.
The first
game.
Time, but if you don't have friends to play through it with multiple times, then it loses.
And we all know Kyle doesn't have friends.
Yeah.
What the hell are you
We're just over here because he offered us a base.
I'm drinking
my
pop.
You're drinking your pop.
My...
But I liked the X-Men Legends games, and I liked Marvel
My ultimate evidence that it is a bad game is that Big R loves it, and that is a man with absolutely
no
taste
at all.
And if Big R, if you're listening,
all agree.
I still love you.
We know he's not listening. He doesn't have internet. We're safe.
But see, me, I don't love the game. It's just fun to play once in a while when I feel like turning into the Hulk and just going through and...
Why don't you play the Hulk game and break down actual
because
buildings?
Because the only Hulk game that I liked was Ultimate Destruction.
The new Hulk game
and that's
wasn't
exactly
bad.
My point. No,
yeah.
The new Hulk game wasn't particularly bad either. It was great,
but
it wasn't but bad. But
Hulk
yeah.
Ultimate Destruction was like the epitome of what you could do as the Hulk.
There's
you
only
just...
one good Spider-Man game, too, and it was Spider-Man 2. But
like
actually,
I said,
the
claim in
its
no.
years. Yeah.
No,
actually,
oh,
I
was
heard,
it Activision?
Heard
was it Activision
that...
or Acclaim? I always get to. Oh, okay. Well,
no, it was Activision.
It was Activision. Yeah, because Tony Hawk.
Ultimate
Tony
Spider-Man
Hawk.
Had good gameplay. Spider-Man Web of Shadows is fucking amazing.
I was about to say, I've
oh
heard some
God.
Things about Web of Shadows that it
Dude,
really
you can fight
does...
completely in the air. When you're fighting the Vulture, you can continuously hit him with a web line, pull yourself into him, beat the shit out of him, fall so he can't hit you, then hit him again and come back up.
I've heard that it plays a lot more like you're legitimately Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
which
Who
is definitely
that game
a good
anyway?
And you can
I think it was Acclaim again.
You can switch.
They just perfected their what?
No,
you mean Activision.
Activision. Sorry.
We mix them up because it starts with A.
Yeah, it just happens. And there's that cook.
There are very few games made by Activision that aren't good, in my opinion.
Well, they used,
well,
to make,
no,
they used
make,
to make a lot
make,
better games.
They make
yeah,
a lot of halfway...
Nowadays,
no, they do make a lot of halfway decent
well,
games,
seen
definitely.
Their,
it's an interesting
trailer
team
for Prototype.
Yeah, Prototype
looks
amazing.
Looks,
oh,
yeah.
We talk
God.
About Prototype every time
yeah.
we make a cast.
Yeah.
I'm really wanting Prototype.
I saw new
so.
Screenshots of Infamous 2, and yeah, I am not impressed. I thought I was looking at a PS2 game, and I'm not kidding. It looked terrible.
I'm still really excited about Infamous, mostly because the story is very intriguing, and I just love. It looked like there's a whole lot more freedom to it.
I also
than,
saw. I
also
saw a new thing. I also saw a new thing on Prototype, which also disappointed me.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I saw a gameplay video of Prototype. It was like 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And all it was him running around. Literally, and just destroying the NPCs. Just
well,
that's all he did.
Yeah,
and he got into a tank and he shot things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the most boring shit ever.
Well, no, what I think that more was
there was
a tech
no
demo
quest.
Video.
Maybe,
it was,
but there was no. It, there seemed to be no goal.
If it was just a tech demo, then there shouldn't have been a goal because they were just showing.
I don't know what it was.
I'm
so,
more than willing to
no.
bet it was like a gameplay tester or something
mm-hmm.
to see
that's
what
a tech
the controls.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
a dick around.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope there's a goal in the game because.
That.
Because
sure.
I get bored out of my mind
well,
if I play Grand Theft Auto with no quest.
The only
sure.
thing, the
if
only
I have
thing,
no quest in Grand Theft Auto, I just fall asleep. Like, instinctively fall asleep.
The only thing I'm going to be worried
the comedy,
about...
place.
The only thing I'll be worried about with Prototype is if they do turn it into more of, like, an Assassin's Creed or Grand Theft Auto-esque
so,
game.
So is
I
half
can't,
of the stuff
I
they said
stay
the first article
stuff.
About Prototype
I only do when
through.
I have a quest. If there's no mission, I stop playing.
Even
if you guys recall...
Grand Theft Auto is so freaking repetitive with
oh, yeah.
the quests. It's like,
yeah.
hey, do a couple things for this guy, and then you find out you need to kill him.
Yeah, but in the case
him,
of
Thor,
in the case of Thor, it actually had a pretty good story. So it kept
it's
me
the
going.
Same story that all the other ones had.
No, it's not even a little... What the hell are you talking about?
Killing people higher up on the gang chain.
You do.
Yeah.
That's
so
it.
What?
That's
a bones.
Yeah.
It's a bare bones thing. I can say that about any mob movie almost, and it'll still be true.
That's why I don't watch mob movies.
But...
and that's why Kyle's getting Godfather 2.
No, I'm getting Godfather 2 because I enjoyed the first one, and I think that the ability to actually control a mob is going to be good enough to be make it intriguing. I like the idea of actually being able to plan a heist. Pick a building... set up how your people are
well,
going to
react.
See,
is that
remember
actually...
this, when you see a bank robbery in a few months and a picture of a guy with glasses and Otacon-esque hair.
I'm actually wondering... I'm wondering if that's...
Kyle just, I take that as a compliment. The Otacon hair thing? Oh, yeah!
Kyle just got a kind of mental Metal Gear hard on.
Kyle
he now thinks he looks like Otacon.
He does!
Okay, he has a rational...
Start yelling Snake. Snake! Snake! Snake!
Never mind, we actually have Otacon here with us in the basement.
No, Brian's friends call me Otacon because the first time I ever went over there, my ringtone is
the
sound.
Year.
And
you've had that for years.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody called me and I picked it up and I went, "What's up, Snake?" And everybody was just like...
For the first time ever, I beat Metal Gear last week.
Oh. Yeah, Paul actually played a Metal Gear game. I'm surprised.
It was on the
yeah.
emulator.
You enjoyed
yeah.
the you enjoyed the boss fights, I believe you said.
Oh, the boss fights were fantastic.
Yeah,
but
that's
the
plot my favorite
was
thing.
So
about
garbage.
The game.
I don't like sneaking around everywhere.
I like
you honestly
really
don't
have
though.
To. You don't
you,
have to
you
kind of
don't. I mean,
that
it's not as sneaky as you think it is.
That was my main problem with Tenchu Z on the 360.
No,
I
want to
play the new Tenchu, the PSP one. That looks fantastic.
Yeah,
I've never liked a Tenchu. So
I've never played one, but I saw the trailer for this one. It looked
really
good.
Really cool. Tenchu Z looks like it was going to be really cool, too, because you could design your own ninja. Design
the camera was
partner.
A problem, I heard.
The camera was a real big problem, and then the fact that you couldn't just go balls to the wall and kill everybody you saw.
You can in Metal Gear if you want to.
Yeah.
You really do have that kind of choice.
But the only
Metal
problem
Gear
is
games,
you got
is,
infinite
think,
enemies
really
coming
amazing.
At you, so you'll never win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
But
the plot's so horrible.
No, I like the plot, but I like the plot because I like Japanese plots, and it's extremely Japanese.
It's so cheesy, it makes me sick.
I like that it was cheesy.
Anybody who saw the ending to Metal Gear and thought that was amazing, you're an idiot. He compared the chick to a caribou. Watch it again!
It's true!
That's how awful Kojima writes!
No, he's a terrible writer, but I look at him the way I look at George Lucas. He's a terrible writer with a lot of good ideas.
Lucas is not a he used to be a good writer.
No, he didn't.
The original Star Wars trilogy
is every bit as bad as the new trilogy.
No.
And every bit as
yes,
bad.
Yes, it is.
The prequels are not even close to horrible. Watch them sometime. It's the exact same dialogue.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's atrocious.
Yeah,
he's been an awful writer since day one. We just started noticing now.
But
we're older.
The worst part about it is he didn't write the last two. He didn't write Return of the Jedi.
Which is why they're the best ones that there ever were.
Empire. He wrote the first one.
Which was atrocious.
The only thing about Return of the Jedi was the fact that Mark Hamill had plastic surgery.
Because
he was in a car accident.
Oh,
it
sucks.
Dude, if you look at
him, he looked like 30 years older
dude,
in that
look
movie.
At him now. It's
he looks
horrible.
Really bad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's a voice actor.
You know, my favorite thing about him, though,
he's the Joker.
My favorite thing about him, though, is that he doesn't give a fuck. He won't go out and get it all corrected. He's got the personality, this is what I look like now, this is what I'm staying with, I don't give a fuck.
Well, he's a better voice actor than he is an actor anyway, so it's not a big deal.
You killed Captain Clown!
I love it.
We love you, Mark Hamill!
We really do.
I love his Joker. I mean, it's
Joker.
In no way comics accurate, but it's the most entertaining, funny,
best Joker
just
ever.
Because of the rapid voice changes that he does. He goes from high
pitch
to low pitch.
I enjoy
the laugh.
I love it.
He's got the best laugh ever.
I can't do it.
See me?
I can do his voice. I can't do the laugh.
I really think that for The Dark Knight, they should have just used Mark Hamill as the Joker.
He's not comics accurate, though.
I don't care.
Heath Ledger was. No, he could have.
No, Heath Ledger wasn't comics accurate.
What are you talking about?
They've changed the Joker so many times. There is no comics accurate.
No, read the original.
Accurate. Yes,
read the original comic books way back in the day. The first thing the Joker ever did, was poison the reservoir to kill the entire city. He's a sadistic son of a bitch in the original comics.
But that's different.
What they have done is they have gone back
Joker.
70 years. No, it's the
no,
Joker.
But
no,
that's
he had different
this,
actions. But
what
he was
this Joker did was trying to do morality plays on the citizens of Gotham.
That's a very good point.
The old Joker just wanted to massacre people.
Yeah, he started doing that when Alan Moore started writing. I guess you're right.
But the point is,
he's still the personality. He got the personality there that I haven't seen in any other portrayal. It's just what I kept picturing when I was reading the comics.
Mark Hamill's Joker will always be my favorite, with the gaggy way of killing people.
That was fun.
Beyond Return of the Joker,
where
he's got the flag gun,
pulls
it out, pulls the trigger, bang, and he's like, oh, that's right. Pulls the trigger more, and the flag impales a guy.
That is a classic Joker move.
By the way, I really am going to kill you.
What made that really amazing is because in the cartoon that they had before, he had the bang gun with the flag, but then he just wave it around like he's happy and then get punched in the face. He learns later on in the future that he should use it as an actual weapon.
The best thing in that Batman Beyond Return of the Joker
movie, I love that movie.
If you saw the uncut version, was Robin shooting Joker with the flag gun.
I didn't know there was an uncut version.
The version that they showed on TV is Joker slipping in a puddle of water and
getting electrocuted.
I have the uncut version on DVD, and in that fight between Joker and Batman, Robin, as you know,
Psycho Robin,
picks up the bang gun and pulls the trigger once, so the bang flag comes out, and he's pointing it at Batman, pointing it at Joker, just laughing the whole time. Finally, he pulls the trigger the rest of the way, and you just see Joker laying there with the bang flag sticking out of his chest.
Nice.
So he actually fucking flat out killed him.
Robin killed
Well, he kills
Joker.
Him in the other version, too, but...
Well, I know, but
different.
I mean, he just flat out
Well, in the other version,
him.
It was more of like an accident thing.
Well, he
kind of
pushed him into it. He pushed him right into
it. It's debatable. And this one, it was full-blown intent to kill Joker.
I want to see that. I got to see that.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Speaking of old movies that we like, or, well, this one's really crappy. You know, I've been obsessed with Street Fighter for the past, like,
oh,
2 months or so.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 4 is coming out soon, and the hype train built up. So I'm thinking to myself, a year ago, I was trying to look on BitTorrent. Yes, I use BitTorrent for the old Street Fighter movie, because I really wanted to see it, but nobody had it anywhere. Nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
But now, it's like, everybody wants to see it again. So
I saw the trailer for the new one. That
looks
so fucking bad.
Right, so I'm downloading it right now, and I can't wait to go see it again.
It's horrible.
But it's the greatest movie ever to hear Zangief say, "Change the channel!" It's happening right behind him, and it's the funniest damn line in movie history. I love that line.
The worst thing
they did
in that movie was how they did Ryu and Ken.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, they're traveling con artists. By the way, we just found these geese hanging in a fucking locker and put them on.
It was so bad. Yeah. But it's been so long since I've seen it, so I wanted. It's kind of like the Super Mario movie, where you just want to see it again.
The Super Mario movie
is
awesome.
So bad.
The Super Mario movie is terrible, but it's the most entertainingly terrible.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so horrible. It's awesome.
But that's why I want to watch Street Fighter.
Yeah, exactly.
Rocket
boots.
You know what I find really funny? For some reason,
every old Nintendo movie, you know, Street Fighter, Mario, rocket boots.
Yeah.
For no reason. There has to be rocket boots. How can we explain when they were made?
There were rocket boots in every movie back then.
Right, I know. But I have
never seen what's his name in a bad movie. The guy who played Mario in Super Mario Bros.
Bob Hoskins.
Oh, Bob Hoskins.
You can throw him into the worst movie ever and he does well.
Yeah.
No, there's an exception to that rule.
What movie?
Spice World.
Oh. My guess is he was hard on times and
one of my favorite movies
that he did, and he was the whole reason I liked the movie.
There's one where one of the Spice Girls goes on the phone with him in disguise, and then you hear her voice. It was great.
Bob Hoskins is like this. He's basically like a gang leader type of thing, but he killed Jet Li's mom, took the kid in as a child. Raised him up to be like this extreme martial artist, but he's got a collar on him, and he only attacks when the collar comes off. He's basically an attack dog.
That sounded awesome.
Right.
Wasn't Morgan Freeman in that?
Yes.
He was a blind pianist.
Morgan Freeman's been doing some crazy awesome shit lately, Wanted.
Yeah.
Like Wanted. Well, I love.
Oh my god! Somebody killed this motherfucker!
What? Morgan Freeman.
Anybody who's seen Shawshank Redemption knows that Morgan Freeman can swear.
But he never swears
as a black guy. He always swears as a black guy. But I'm civilized.
I'm a genteel southern black man.
Right.
The worst casting call ever for a black guy was taking a look at a Jedi who's calm and collected but walking the path between Sith and Jedi. And say, you know who we want to get?
Samuel Jackson.
I don't think it was so much
the calm and collected as it was, who's the greatest motherfucker in the galaxy?
No.
I'm sorry.
He was just supposed to be like this indrawn guy.
But he was.
But he was, though. You can't get somebody... We're talking about somebody who doesn't have a normal acting voice. He yells all the time.
You
could
have used
Don
Cheadle
in those movies.
Ever since Snakes on the Plane came out, I just want to hear Samuel L. Jackson scream out, "Somebody get these motherfucking Sith off my motherfucking planet!"
Motherfucking planet.
You could probably get him to say it at a con.
Yeah. There's nothing I don't like Samuel L. Jackson in.
Neither do I. We saw The Spirit.
He single-handedly made The Spirit good.
Egg on my face!
I loved his part as Frozone in The Incredibles.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah. Looking for
was
a super
like,
suit.
Wait, tell me about his super suit! Go down to the last one is one!
I loved it!
That was great.
Oh, Samuel Jackson is
I like the chick that played his wife. The greater good, honey. I am the greatest good you are ever gonna get. Samuel L. Jackson is like, well, tell me what my suit is.
But that's like the stereotypical black person.
Yeah.
I hate to say it because it's probably gonna get me in trouble, but there's no such thing as a quiet black relationship.
Not to my knowledge. No.
It's all
Morgan Freeman, possibly.
Yeah. It's all about
as I stated, a genteel Southern black man.
He's basically the black version of what I envision as Mark Twain. I want
to
see
that. Black Mark Twain. We need to make a movie called Black Mark Twain and have it starring Morgan Freeman.
I could see Morgan Freeman sitting back in a rocking chair drinking a mojito.
Want
to
go out to the
coffee?
Land
is
mojito.
Nice.
I can see him mojito. I can see him just sitting there being like, hmm.
You know, there is one.
That's a good mojito.
There's one black guy that no black one will ever be able to beat in an argument, and that's James Earl Jones.
All he has to do is say no.
No.
No, not like that.
No!
But I mean, we're talking about the guy who's done like the voice of God, the voice of Unicron, the voice of Darth Vader. There's no powerful.
He's been Mufasa.
Yeah,
Mufasa.
That's he was Bloody Gums Murphy.
He was not Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Yes, he was.
Yes,
no,
he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes,
he
was.
Bleeding Gums Murphy.
No,
that
he
was
wasn't.
A joke when he died.
Oh, yeah,
and
it came out Darth Vader, Simba,
or Mufasa.
That doesn't sound right, though.
No, it wasn't him.
It can't be him.
No, he only guessed
Google
one episode of the
Google
show.
It now! Google it now!
He was in the first episode with Kang and Kodos, actually, and he was the narrator of the whole thing, but
because,
he never actually did Bleeding Gums.
Because another thing that leads me to believe that it wasn't him was because they did a, when they did the Simpsons, a look back in the Simpsons or whatever, special episode, they said mysterious characters that have died, and they showed Bleeding Gums Murphy and the other guy, and they were just repeating characters. Bleeding Gum Murphy was on several times. I really don't
think
he
was on twice
there.
And he died in the series, actually.
Right, yeah.
Last episode he was on in the series, he did die.
Right.
Right, and then the other guy died because it was a joke, because Hank Azaria couldn't do the frickin' voice anymore,
yeah.
Because it hurt
me.
They brought
Taylor.
It back briefly.
Alright, well, we were wrong.
Yeah, I told
yeah,
you.
It's not him. It wasn't him.
Yeah, it was Hank Azaria, wasn't it?
No, Ron Taylor.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It still wasn't him.
No, I didn't think it was him.
We're right. Simpsons history, high five.
Yeah! I've seen literally every episode of The Simpsons at least twice. Every single one of them.
I may have missed
one.
I
that very often.
I may have missed one, but I don't know what it is. Like, I would say
if
we that
missed
I missed
any,
one.
We don't know.
Yeah, we just don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fine. Then at least we can get it right with the voice of CNN.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Which never go to James Earl Jones' house and say, show me what channels you have. This is CNN. This is MTV.
This is Nickelodeon.
This is the Star Wars channel.
I
had it installed.
You know what I'd like to see? I think we should send Kyle to James Earl Jones' house dressed up as Optimus Prime.
Just see what he does.
Yeah.
Just like.
We need money. We need money. People, send us money.
we've been asking them for money for, what was it for? Remember? There was a fund for me to do something ridiculous.
Nobody wants
Street Fighter.
Okay, so
I would not.
So I think we need to start wrapping this up.
Ah, God no. Back on topic.
No, we're already at an hour and 17 minutes.
I don't care. Extra people in the cast.
Cut out shit, okay?
I'm not cutting out shit. I'm putting them.
Well, I don't care. No, dude.
Extra people in the cast means extra time. Anyways. Besides,
this
right,
is
an
3 hours long.
An hour, approximately 10 minutes, has been about video games. So I think we need to keep going. All
well,
I was going to say is, I've actually been playing
only
a new
20
Tomb
minutes of video
which,
games.
Yeah, there hasn't been much because I tend to get off topic.
I've been playing the new Tomb Raider, which the very fact that I'm doing it disgusts me because I hate them so much.
Have you ever been flaccid while you've been playing a Tomb Raider game?
Yes, all the time.
Lara Croft doesn't do it for you, huh?
Well, Lara Croft would do it for me if the games, you know, were not so fucking atrocious.
Have you seen the Lara Croft model, the new one?
Yeah.
She's smoking hot.
Well, she's Lara Croft.
Yeah, but she's better than some of the previous ones.
Lara Croft was kind of killed for me by Angelina Jolie because the entire time I was watching, I was like, she used to have a vial of blood around her neck. She made out with her brother. She humped Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
So what I was gonna, what I'm saying though, is,
with
maybe that's how bad Santa came to be. Bad Santa.
Oh, gross.
Wow. So, anyways, I've been playing it, and my main point here was that in playing it, I have discovered that it's actually quite a good game. I am really enjoying it, except for the one thing that. In how many years have there been Tomb Raider games? Like at least 15 years? So
a
long
time.
Long time.
She always
you're
in that done playing?
No. What?
You're not done playing? Is that the one thing?
No.
Oh.
So
your lack of skills?
No.
Well, that's in most games.
She's wearing clothes?
Look, you can't figure out the basic puzzle of 2 plus 2.
Her guns are bigger than your penis?
The controller.
You haven't figured out the nudie code yet. Biggest rumor ever in all of video game
The
history.
Way it is, it's very, very straightforward to me. It's that the camera controls of the game are so bad that it seems like the camera is being controlled by somebody else who does not like you very much.
Oh, that's been in every... Get to it.
Yeah,
that's my point! It's been 15 years! Why can't they fucking fix it?
Nostalgia.
The same reason they never got around to fixing the original camera in the Resident Evil series before Resident Evil 4.
Well, Capcom
No, but they did get around to fixing it when
that.
They made Resident Evil 4. That's Tomb Raider still hasn't done that.
No, they haven't.
And I don't understand why, because it's a perfectly serviceable game. It's not like a great, wonderful, amazing game, but I mean, I'm enjoying it. I don't feel like I'm wasting my time every time I turn it on, but it's just the camera is so insanely bad that it completely destroys it. And
it's surprising.
All right, I just got a random perverted text message from my buddy. Why is orgasm a six-letter word? Because it's easier to spell than oh my god, yes, oh shit, deeper, yes, god, fuck me.
Acronym.
Yeah,
caused the silence.
Oh no, my virgin ears.
No,
will be rated M. Mature.
Porter, remember
Show
at Kensington, I undid her virgin ears.
You have not engaged in shinshi yet.
Some sort of weird ear fucking going on.
That's exactly what it is. You've never watched the Saturday Night Live skit with Christopher Walken?
I don't have cable.
Oh my god. Dude, Christopher Walken skit! Saturday Night Live!
KBC!
Cable!
You know what? I have the
not
best of Christopher Walken on DVD. For Saturday Night Live.
You know, for some
we're
reason I had
that.
This definite thought that you were about to pull it out of your pants. That you were going to go, I have the best of Christopher Walken Saturday Night Live, and it'd just be...
My pants are like Batman's utility belt. I mentioned something and it's...
They are magical pants of
gold. You have Bat Shark Repellent?
I do! Bat Shark Repellent. Speaking of which, I still think the new Batman game is going to be good.
I don't.
I still do.
There hasn't been a good...
Kyle is hopeless on open.
Take
your thought back.
There's no such thing as a good Batman game.
That it's impossible. That just
yes,
means that it hasn't happened yet.
DC
there was
does.
No good Spider-Man game until there was a good Spider-Man
Bullshit.
Game.
It's still not even that
Spider-Man good. 1 was decent because it had Bruce Campbell.
Spider-Man 1 was fucking atrocious
no,
despite
Bruce
Campbell.
Spider-Man games have always been fun. They haven't exactly been the best gameplay. But
yeah, but you liked
fun.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance, so I don't really think that
I
you
didn't say I loved
talk.
It. I like
it was enjoyable.
There was it's a
once.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a fun game.
That's how bad it was. You didn't
I don't
know
even
existed.
Know about it.
Well, what?
Yep.
Maybe they'll finally make a good Superman game.
No.
DC
no,
does not make
the
good
closest thing. DC can make a good game.
No, they can't.
Well, the thing is,
they did Mortal Kombat.
The thing is, they don't have a gaming company.
They didn't do anything
so...
bad to Mortal Kombat. I've heard nothing but decent reviews about that.
I could
really?
I could not stand Mortal
nothing
Kombat
amazing.
DC Universe.
I've heard nothing amazing, but I've heard nothing bad.
I agree with Kyle. I've heard nothing but good things about it, but
yeah.
I haven't played it, so I don't know.
I probably won't
and
play
it. And I play all fighting games, but I hate Mortal Kombat, so I'll never play it.
I can't stand
I
any
Mortal,
Mortal
Kombat
after Mortal Kombat 4 because the combo system that they...
I like
that it's
good.
Hardly decent.
Four
is
awesome.
It's because
it's
Mortal Kombat.
But the combo system that they put in the game since 4
right.
are horrible.
Well, then
I
how
know.
Is it DC's fault? It's not that DC
no,
made a bad
that,
game. It's that they put their characters...
We're moving on, Kyle. Moving
is,
on to different subjects.
The thing you're not
no,
understanding
not
is...
until this
DC,
subject is over.
The thing you don't understand is DC and Marvel don't have gaming companies. They hire other people to make games for them.
Fine, DC makes horrible decisions.
That's not a problem. That's my point, is that he says DC doesn't make good games.
But
I say it's not DC's fault if they're not making the games.
It's
yeah,
DC's fault because they choose the company who makes them.
Yeah, they choose the crappy companies.
Yeah,
yeah
but Marvel's
so.
Made the same bad choices a million times. It's possible that there will be a good one.
It's also
you can't just discount it out of hand. It looks like it's probably going to be a good game. Maybe not the best ever, but it looks good.
What?
It's also DC's fault for having so many fucking clones of Superman.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Neither do I.
But
you can't.
I don't know what he's saying.
I don't either.
It's words, but I can't put them together.
I am also mystified.
DC just pisses me off with their storylines. It's like when they start falling in a dry area, they're like, what's something we can do? Oh, yeah. Here's another alien, or here's another version of Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
oh, yeah. Marvel hasn't done that.
I was going to say Marvel doesn't.
With every 20 seconds,
yeah.
They're being Krull, and every 20 seconds, they are trying to completely revamp the entire back history of their characters.
Yeah.
No, Marvel is equally bad. All
Marvel
comic books
bad.
Suck ass right now.
Except for Angel.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, that's because Joss Whedon does it.
Yeah.
And he's a god.
We love you, Joss Whedon.
A golden, shiny god.
Some of the
bring back Firefly or I'll kill you.
Some of the crossover comics have been pretty cool.
Yes, he
like
can.
Deadpool
he managed
Cable
to make another new show.
Cool.
It kept getting canceled.
Deadpool
on
Cable comics. He's
cool.
Making a new show called Dollhouse.
I know. He could have spent that money on Firefly.
Yeah, I have all those, but
not really.
I haven't read them yet. They had a Cable series, but they canceled it.
Yeah, the Transformers G.I. Joe crossovers were cool.
I don't know.
Those are pretty interesting.
Look, the very fact
Transformers 2! At least we have the bloody theme song in this one.
I'm sorry.
That would make half the people just want to see it.
The first Transformers movie was cool. But the fact that you had human soldiers with the capability and the know-how to destroy a Decepticon was ridiculous.
The fact that there was a Decepticon at all was ridiculous. You have to suspend all disbelief when you're watching a Transformers movie. It is a movie about robot aliens. Not alien robots. Not robots made by aliens.
Robot
aliens.
My favorite thing was just how Jazz got ripped in half.
Yes, that was hilarious. The black guy died.
The only black robot died.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it.
But no, then you had...
It's worth watching.
Yeah.
It's nothing amazing, but you'll enjoy it,
what's
I'm
his
sure.
name? What, the Camaro? Oh, I can't
remember.
Bumblebee?
Yeah, Bumblebee gets torn in half too. But he just gets dragged behind a tow truck and survives.
No, he was cool.
But Jazz gets ripped in half and they have funeral for him.
What a spectacular waste of Hugo Weaving that movie was, though. He had three lines. I am Megatron. I am Megatron trying to convince the kid to do something, and then,
right after he got unfrozen, comes out. Immediately berates Starscream. The first thing he says, you failed me yet again, Starscream.
Yeah,
takes
but it's
off.
Hugo Weaving.
It's like
huge waste of Hugo Weaving is all I'm saying. One of the greatest actors available. And they're just like, yeah, we're just going to have him spout catchphrases and completely nonsensibly, the very first thing upon waking up after thousands of years is to yell his name. I am Megan! I'm going to start doing that. Every time I wake up, I'm going to go, I am Kyle! We'll just see.
Well, then we'll just have some kid come along with a cube shoved into your chest.
It probably just proves how bad the movie is, where the writers are like, well, we have to let the audience know that this is Megatron.
No,
how do we
no.
do it?
He does that in the show.
I know.
That was a reference. It was an intentional reference. He screams,
you know,
I am Megatron
at
all
least,
the fucking time.
At least it's not a good thing.
You know, I think they should have kept him transforming into a gun.
Isn't the whole
he
movie...
just turned into a big gun.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole movie a reference
not this whole, like,
it's
super science ridiculously
yeah.
jet.
Yeah,
so,
I'm just saying he was using his catchphrases from the show. That's all I'm saying.
At least it's
I am
not
Megatron,
as bad.
You failed me yet again, Starscream.
But
and,
no, it's not as bad as a movie as Howard the Duck.
Hey, I enjoyed Howard the Duck. If you know, it is on my shelf.
And this is why we don't trust Kyle with game reviews.
I didn't say it was good. I said I enjoyed it.
Just for the record, Kyle also owns Sisterhood of the Traveling
Pants. I clearly do not own that. That is not on my shelf. Do not listen. Do not listen.
He owns both movies of Sisterhood of
the Traveling Pants. I do not. These are lies.
Those pants traveled a good long way.
They're lies, I say.
Don't diss that movie. Those pants had heart.
He also has a box in the corner of little plastic My Little Pony dolls.
No, that one's true.
That's why I told you.
And he owns Mamma Mia.
No,
Mamma
I do
Mia.
Not. Do you
Mamma
really
Mamma
think
Mia.
I would subject myself
Mamma.
To Pierce Brosnan screeching?
I
yes.
did.
Yeah.
Why?
You didn't willingly do it.
She made me go.
That's right. I have the vagina.
Pierce,
I control you.
I.
These are my beanie babies.
Pierce,
oh my God, Kyle has a thing full of beanie babies.
Oh, I
know Star Wars.
I don't want to see their semen covered fur. Kyle, I'm really not up for that. My X-Wing's better.
Kyle is a fantastic homosexual.
I heard Pierce Brosnan.
A Death Star that springs open into Tatooine for some reason.
No, you're right.
I remember that.
What the hell? No, Kyle, you're a fantastic homosexual because you giggle while you do
Whose
so.
Whose idea was that?
I don't know. The same person
Wait,
decided
just,
that they
did
would
Did you just say
Chewbacca
Kyle giggles during sex?
No.
The fact that they just
Kyle.
Same people who probably Kyle, made it,
Kyle
the,
said,
have you
I'm
seen
a,
the
I'm
Chewbacca and the Han Solo dolls that transform
Star,
into
that turns into
the
Tatooine
Millennium
and like,
Falcon?
No, you're a fantastic homosexual because you giggle while
Thank
you play
Thank goodness
with
I haven't. Wow.
Yeah, they sell them at my work. It's a problem. The toys are you.
With the Y being backwards.
Hold on, this one won't shut. This is very old.
That might be worth something. I don't know if
no,
it is,
it's
but
not.
It could be.
It's not.
No?
No.
It's out of the
hey,
box.
I think it was full
it's
of
just
spiders
so ridiculous.
Do you know why it's not?
No,
like
I don't.
Because nobody wants it.
Well, no, but I mean, that's not the point. Those rare ass stupid collectibles
it's
sometimes
rare.
Are. No?
No.
No?
It, that's maybe 10 years
I've
old.
I've never heard of it, so I don't. Well, yeah. I never.
It was a whole. It
I'm not a toy.
That Death Star?
I'm not a toy guy. I'm a game guy.
This one's
so.
Flat on the side.
I used to have that Death Star.
Also,
thing,
it
yeah.
opens up in a very complicated manner and becomes. The inside of the Death Star.
Well, that makes
which
more
looks
sense.
Suspiciously like a big hangar.
I'm the one who gets off track in video games.
Yeah, you're
well,
the
he's playing
yeah.
with toys now. So,
you
yeah.
brought up my
because
toys.
Because as we all know, Kyle is a giant 6-year-old and growing.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm a giant 6-year-old. What's your
I'm
point?
Like one too.
I would kill you.
Not with your cock.
Eat giraffe!
Okay.
Semen covered giraffe. No!
Was it salty? Was it full of protein?
I didn't touch my tongue to it.
Intelligent.
There we go.
I don't want to come away with mouth herpes. Mouth herpes. Tastes like chicken.
Ryan, give me your mouth herpes.
Ryan, give me your mouth herpes.
No, mine.
It's cold.
Sorry.
Cold.
See, I at least breathe on my hands before I touch you.
So, cold and moist.
Do not want. Do not want.
I need an adult.
Need an adult.
It seems you're smuggling hams under there. Lift up your shirt. I need an adult. Oh, you're just a fatty. A big fat fatty.
Why are you
sir, you can't park your van
Keith
on the diving
only...
board.
Keith is only capable of doing one character voice, and it's bad British accent guy. Only one.
So
that's
more
just
like an Aussie.
What? Except I'm good British accent lady.
You
no.
British accent Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't
do
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So I'm just making the point that anybody you decide to try to do the voice of, no matter
it
what their heritage.
I can do
yeah.
James Mason too.
No matter what their
How
heritage.
How about Apu from The Simpsons?
We're talking about the people you can do. We're talking about the voices.
How
I don't know why Marie still thinks she can do male voices.
It's always British.
I, can do
I don't know why
Marie
still
do...
thinks she can do males.
They're always British, though. That's the problem.
She's a chick.
Like, do James Earl Jones.
Women can do women.
Yeah.
You can't do the deepness.
Kyle, I
but
mean,
you've
had girlfriends.
You try. That's
Wait, what? What did you say? What did he say?
Kyle's been the last man in many females' relationships.
Kyle is the man of men who converts women to lesbianism.
Actually, I'm the man who women leave for other men.
Yeah.
All the time.
Well, yeah, because they're tired of your womanist ways.
They're like,
or they're like
I came
that one
into this
can
relationship
drive.
Not realizing that it would almost
shut up.
You know,
just
shut
up. Pubic
hair.
Cal, how old are you again?
22. Still can't drive. Has anxiety issues. Freaks the fuck out.
What's so bad about driving?
The fact that
there's other
cars
going towards
anxiety
you at
issues.
High speeds.
If I knew what was wrong,
I think what
then
we
they
should
wouldn't
do
be an anxiety problem.
What we're
going
to do is we're going to tie you to a wheelchair, put the wheelchair in front of a car, and have Keith go down the freeway.
I want to play you in Street Fighter.
Okay.
That was Ryan reasserting himself there for a moment.
I am a man!
Since this still isn't about video games, maybe we
what?
Should
What? Street Fighter?
Okay, big manly man.
Just
over there for me.
Yes. Oh, we have to close on the story of Uno.
I already told that story.
You already told that story last week.
You failed,
you
Mr. Producer, man.
No, I didn't tell it last week. I told it to you yesterday.
No, you told it
this
last
is why
week.
Keith
no,
is
I didn't, because
producer.
It happened
that's
in between both podcasts.
Well, then tell the story again, because I don't think he finished it.
I'm not dropping the N-word on here.
Okay, there's an extremely racist person who came onto Uno.
We heard this story.
Yeah. Keith,
it was the first
on.
One we did.
Yeah. We're done.
He ran in yelling the N-word at the top of his lungs and shooting the living Bee Gees out of everything. I wasn't even present, and I know this story.
Well, we
we're
all
playing
story,
Uno.
I don't remember Matt finishing the story.
Yeah. Because I think
point.
He went up going, well, see, that's why I don't like to pay for playing.
Yeah, yeah, you did. You interrupted the story.
Oh,
there was no end.
Damn you, Porter.
Hey, but that was a good end.
Well,
the end of the story.
I was very ceremoniously edited.
The moral is, don't pay for Xbox Live. It's a scam.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of good points to it, like the fact that you
finish the story.
There's absolutely nothing that it has.
Anyways,
you can
get
so
PS3.
Instead of responding
they're
to
all
him,
free.
Yeah.
Instead of responding
yeah.
him, I just changed from my little Microsoft avatar to my Barack Obama gamer icon,
which I'm ashamed to know somebody who voted for him.
Thank you.
What?
I didn't like either of them, but I still think it's stupid that he's president.
No,
he's way fucking better than the other douche.
How? What has he done?
What do you mean, what has he done?
What has he done?
What has he done?
I don't care what he's done. He's not been that old guy.
But you know what's funny?
You know what he didn't do? Have anything to do with Sarah Palin. That's
okay.
why I voted for him.
Okay,
fuck Sarah.
You know what? Palin was a psychopath.
You know what's funny, though, Kyle? You know what he has done currently, right now?
What?
The same thing Bush decided to do with a bailout plan. Only he decided. Obama's idea is, I'm going to put it somewhere else.
Right, but a vote.
But it's not going to be a good idea. It's still
a
bad idea.
Right, but it does. But the fact of the matter is, McCain.
No, I totally agree with you.
A vote for McCain in 08 is a vote for Palin in 09.
No.
Because McCain is an old-ass guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Palin is, and he is going to die, and then Palin would be president, and she is a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
I want her nowhere near any office ever.
Oh, no,
she's in Alaska right now. We need to keep her there. We need to do everything we can to keep her there.
Did you see her pardoning that turkey at Thanksgiving?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't like Obama very much either. But he's not...
I just find it funny that his first new change idea is to rehash
the exact
Bush's idea.
No,
no,
it's nothing that he's done is new. It's all from previous administrations.
But that doesn't matter.
Plus, every time I look at Obama and Biden, I see Palpatine and Vader.
That's true. No one wants to admit it, but it's
I'm waiting for Biden to go up to Cheney and go, feel the power of the dark side.
Feel the power of the Democrats.
The fact of the matter is, we had to keep Palin out of office.
That is a noble pursuit.
I will
agree with that.
I have a Sarah Palin story that I got through an email. Someone apparently...
Because it must be true.
Because through emails are always
true.
Yeah.
Everything on the internet is absolutely factual all the time.
Yeah,
especially what
it.
We say.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes. Listen to Start Buttoneers.
Well, one of my friends went to...
Start
Buttoneers. One of my friends went to...
I heard Muse.
Call
I heard Muse.
Fair enough.
One of my friends was in a town where there was a McCain rally, and they were...
And did a friend of his friend do something to Palin?
No.
Palin
did
something.
A friend of your friend's friend?
At least say it right.
Who's Palin Palin?
I'll pee on you.
Oh no, R.K., oh no!
She had the witches removed. Don't mess with me.
Kyle.
She had the witches removed.
Who?
Palin.
Yeah,
oh,
he did.
Yeah.
That's why I hated
witches?
Her.
Yeah.
Like, I saw that video.
She was exercised.
Like, she made sure to
Kaya
get the
Kenyon.
Witches out. I can't believe you didn't see this. I tell you this all the time. This
no,
is my reason.
She doesn't do her own
I've
research.
I've never heard of this from you. What on
it's a video on YouTube. You can see it at any point. You should look it up so we can show Marie the
no,
craziness.
Right. No. Yeah, let's call this to a close.
Yeah,
and then
close
we'll do
it.
This.
Yep, there will be no podcast next week because I'm going to be out of town.
Palin
in...
sucks, much joy, the end. Bye, everyone!
Yeah.
Wait.
No podcast next week because I'm going to be out of town in D.C. to watch somebody get sworn in.
So what that means is, what this means is that there will not be a podcast until 2010. Everyone, please enjoy.
Good night, everybody!
And please, for the love of God, if you like our podcast, come read
for the love of Satan.
Blog at,
because, I don't
you
even know
Keith
what
doesn't
is.
Contribute at all.
What is it, Start
Buttoneers? I contributed. You were on the Madden, Kovner.
Hey, you did that several months
ago. And if you're really bored, come to my blog at misspartlycloudy.blogspot.com.
No. No pointless plugs
no.
to women.
No.
No.
It has nothing to do with video games.
No, nothing.
No. I said if they're bored.
You're,
I didn't say it.
My plug would work because my little following has everything to do with games and having fun.
Yeah, let's try to get your following to be our following so that...
I'm still the leader of your old guild. Guild Wars.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only one in it.
Yeah, we need to fix that. That kills
so,
me. So,
anyways, guys. Startbuttonnews.blogspot.com. Check it out. You will like it if you like us.
Complain about
if
Kyle's voice
if anybody
acting.
Managed to get to the end of this.
Yeah, true.
Join the Dark Fin!
Because Keith doesn't edit things.